everyone. Welcome to What You Got Clubs, the show where we talk to clubs at Pierce College to see what they're all about. Today I'm joined with Japanese Club. Here we have Representative
King Troy
and Official Unofficial
Ulysses.
Thank you for coming in.
Yep, no problem.
So when you guys first got to Pierce, what made you join the club?
Funny story, actually. I was taking Japanese. I finished about like J1 to J3, or actually no, all the way to J4 with my with the same teacher, and I was just walking by. Her classroom is by like the Iris area, and so I usually walk by there, and I met her like by chance, and she told me that there was a Japanese club going on that students from one of her classes created. It hasn't been around for a while, and they just revived it. And so she told me about it during Club Rush, and so I decided to go over and join. And the cool thing about Japanese Club is about like a majority of the members, we have a lot of members, a majority of them are at least in a Japanese course, so you can really get to learn the language if you decide to join. And a lot of us are actually from her class. She's our advisor, Takase, and I really recommend taking our courses if you want to learn Japanese. She's really nice. But yeah, that's how I joined. I've been in for about 3 consecutive semesters now. I've been the representative twice now consecutively. And yeah, that's it for me.
How did you join?
For me, it happened like, I would say the first semester I was there for Pierce. Like the first time I ever went to Pierce. I saw it through a Club Rush, and then I guess my friend introduced me more, so I decided to join, and that's basically how I joined. It's fun. It's like learning, because they always have like word of the day, and then they write it in English, so you basically learn from that.
So out of all the clubs, you both are representatives. Why just Japanese Club? Is there another club that you would have wanted to join, or just Japanese for you?
I would say so far Japanese. You know, I'm really interested in the whole culture of it, and it's a very nice segue into the whole culture if you join the club.
Yeah, for me, yeah, like he says, like I like the culture, so I want to learn more about it.
In your first couple of meetings, how did it feel? Did you feel welcome at all, or did you feel scared? You didn't know what it was all about. How did you feel?
I think we joined at the same time, right?
Yeah
we joined at the same time, and it was actually a very welcoming experience, I would say.
Yeah,
like on the first meeting, of course, we all introduced ourselves. We went around in a circle. There's a lot of us. There's still quite a few of us, so we just went around in a circle, introduced ourselves, our hobbies, our interests, and of course a lot of them matched up, so you felt very welcome at home. Even now, if you were to ask some of the members, they'd say it's like their second home. So
yeah.
It's a very tight-knit community.
And when you first got there, you know, you met everybody. And when you first, like, got together, you were, like, scared. But now, do you feel like this is where you belong? Like, this is your family?
Yeah. I feel like I belong there. So it's very fun.
It's very welcoming and very engaging, because we'll have events outside of campus around the culture. So, yeah, everyone, you know, they'll say like it's a second home to them. It feels like that.
And is there anything you would like to change about the club?
Not really.
I wouldn't say so. Well, originally, before, we used to have dedicated movie nights to like Japanese films and stuff, so we can get to see like the media. We haven't really been doing those lately. I like to bring those back, but we have all kinds of other activities though. So
okay, and out of the, like, you guys say it's a lot of people, how many are actually active in the club?
Because since everybody has different times and schedules, it varies, but usually at least like I'd say like 20 people.
At least 20 to 15.
Yeah. We have 40 members.
And with previous members gone, has it changed drastically, or has it all stayed the same?
Sometimes it changes.
The change has been pretty drastic before, since the all the higher-ups, the president, vice president, all the officers, they had the Japanese class, like, right after the club meetings. So usually people, like, half the club would be very busy, so we didn't really have time to do too many actual, like, events and hanging out. The president even told me that she wanted to do more events, but she never had time between work and class. But this semester, we actually have a new president. The whole staff is new besides me. And we've been extremely more active than before. We go to a lot of more events, and we'll even put on, like, Japanese showings in the room that we're in. We'll put on the projector, like, Japanese shows in Japanese, so you can get to really see the culture and stuff like that. So it's been pretty drastic.
And on every days, like, that you guys meet, what does the Japanese club do? Do they just watch movies? What do you guys do in the club?
We sometimes, like, watch, like, certain clips.
Yeah.
Like, of shows. And then after that, like, usually on the first day, like, we meet, like, we talk about what we want to plan for Friday, or if anyone's available. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, usually we'll, like, watch a Japanese show. It really depends on what everyone feels like doing. Like, we'll get in from everybody what they want to do, but usually we'll watch Japanese shows, medias. We'll talk about the culture, like Ulysses said, they'll plan events for, like, the weekend to do.
That's really cool. And what do you hope members get out of this club?
I'd say we really hope that they
learn the culture.
Yeah, and
or if they want to, they could take the classes.
Exactly, yeah, feel engaged to take the classes.
And do you guys take field trips to, like, historical, cultural locations for the club, or do you guys plan on doing that?
We actually did one. We went to the Japanese Garden, which is, like, I think near Babola.
Yeah. We take a lot of field trips, at least once a week over the weekends when everyone is not so busy. And we try to keep attention to the, not just, you know, holidays here, but Japanese holidays that happen, and we try to go to historical areas and try to engage with that cultural aspect of it.
Yeah, like I said about the garden, we went there for the Harvest Moon Festival. Yeah. So that was one of the things we
did. It was really nice.
And do you ever, like, do field trips or anything that's not related to Japanese, but just because you guys are such a big group and you guys feel like family, do you just hang out outside of the club?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes we'll just go to movies, like, right after club. We'll head over to
the
promenade and just watch movies there, or we'll just do, like,
karaoke.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
When you guys leave Pierce and you eventually leave the club, do you want to see members that stay, or members that are coming in, to be the same as, like, how you guys have it, or do you guys want it to move forward, have a different environment? What do you guys hope to see in the future for your club?
That's a hard one.
that's a great question. I definitely feel the president, our president, John, would definitely want that.
Yeah, probably will.
For to evolve.
To, like, become, like more active, or, like, more people getting interested into culture.
And what are some things that you personally taken away from this club?
I'm not really sure.
That's another great question. Just it's a great place to meet other people who share the same interests, especially with the culture of Japan. So, yeah.
And I know it's a big club, but not everyone has the same set of mind, and there's always differences. Has there ever been a time that there's been a conflict in your club?
Actually, there hasn't.
There hasn't.
We've been really good about that. There hasn't been any conflicts. Everyone agrees on concepts really easily.
Yeah. So
it's really nice.
And what are some of the best moments you had at this club?
I think one would be the Halloween one, where, like, we went to Little Tokyo for the Halloween block event, where like they had like stalls and everything. They also had a movie showing.
Oh yeah, they do that all night long.
Well, it wasn't really a movie. It wasn't really a movie, more like a baseball game.
Was it an animated baseball game?
It was the Dodgers versus the
I see.
They lost.
Yeah, I was watching that. Oh, sorry. Could you repeat the question again?
What was one of your best moments in the club?
Oh man. Like every week we do usually do something new. So oh man, it's a really cheesy answer, but like everything we do is pretty great. Like for me personally.
And do you have any stories that, like, when you think about the club or even just your members, like, it just clicks in your head and you're like, yes, I remember this person because they did this one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens quite often.
Do you care to share some stories?
Some would be the movies because, like, I think John would sometimes forget the times.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one time we were supposed to be there at 12, well, 12:30, but apparently that was for the IMAX, not for the regular.
Yeah, that usually happens to us a lot when we go to the movies. Like usually someone's always late or something happens.
Yeah.
But it's still fun in the end.
Some studios were actually having Studio Ghibli movies.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys know and like plan to go to one or?
Oh, I don't think we ever thought about it.
Originally, we did like we heard about it. I think it was either spring semester or last fall semester, and we were planning on it, but it never happened. I know Miyazaki is having a documentary coming out soon.
Oh yeah.
So maybe we'll go see that one.
As the whole
but
club.
Yeah, that reminds me too. Usually, like recently, they've been showing Japanese animated films a lot over here, especially at the Promenade, and so we usually go to see those. Lot, yeah.
And you guys are close, as I could see. But do you feel like after years, like you guys are still going to be close? Like you guys will still talk to each other?
Yeah, I
feel so. We actually, the club, when we're not at the meetings, we talk to each other on an app called Line. And
it used to be a different chat.
It used to be, but this is way better,
yeah.
I'd say. But
I think
yeah.
I'm the one who recommended Line.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was the one who recommended it, and it was a really great recommendation. But yeah, there's always somebody, like, even at odd hours of the day, there's always somebody talking. So I think, yeah, like, through that especially, through stuff like that, like apps and stuff, messaging apps, it really makes the words are escaping me, but yeah.
Well, I've seen your group chat, and you guys send a lot of pictures. And to be honest, I didn't understand anything.
Oh, so you're in it?
No, like you
just. No, your shoulder.
Oh, okay. I see.
And that's really cool because I mean, I have a group chat with my club too, and it's really cool how you guys get to get so close to each other. How long you guys said you guys were one of the first members? Well, like not first members, but yeah.
Yeah, like the first generation, yeah.
Yeah.
And how has it changed, like, with everybody gone? I'm pretty sure, like, it's kind of the same question, but, like, is there anything that drastically changed because of the new members' different perspective of the culture?
I would say that more events have been happening.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, I'd say it's drastically changed because before, since a majority of us was taking the Japanese courses, everyone was so busy, we never had time to really do anything.
Like,
before.
Never planned out. Or
yeah, or we would plan things, but we just never had time to actually follow through with them. And now, with the new blood in the club, I feel, and since a majority of us in the club have already taken the courses, like I've already taken all the Japanese courses, we have more free time to engage with the club and set up more events that we've been able to attend. So I think it's been a very drastic time change. This,
yeah.
This is the best time to join it if you're interested in joining.
And when you guys transfer or just leave, would you plan on making a club in your next school just to kind of like start it up again and then for like members to come in?
Maybe. I'm not sure. It's like usually. You go somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I just transferred to CSUN, and I'm not sure. I know they have an anime club over there, but I don't think they specifically have a Japanese club they might, but if they don't, possibly. Possibly.
Well, you could take it, but sometimes when you like when you try to keep it alive, it does change, and it it ends up being something that you it's completely different. How would you cope with that, basically? Like, how would you want to would you want to make it the same, make it your own, completely change the whole style of it?
I would say, like, I guess I would like it the way it is, but if it, how do you say?
Because you could always add your own style to the club, because you guys are just representatives. You're not the, I mean, you're you're not the president, so you could actually add more more events, meet different times. You know, it's all up to you guys. How would you make the club?
Oh yeah, that was actually an issue before, when we were discussing the times to make the meetings.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
had different schedules, so it was really difficult. To like set it up, we'd have it like, for example, like it used to be like Mondays and Wednesdays, but some people had class on those days. So then we made it like Tuesdays, Wednesdays. We only have like half of the club at a time before.
And then we finally decided on a day, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays, which I think works better.
Yeah, it works really well for this semester. But yeah, I definitely say like if your club, it's probably a good idea to change things or reinvent it, because if it gets too stagnated, you definitely want to try and do something new to revive it.
Like, try new things.
Yeah.
And what are the new things that you guys would bring into it?
Like, just like the times, like different times, or how do you say it? It's like, I guess we could have like big events, like, I guess like a movie night. We used to do movie nights.
Or maybe have actual host actual events here at the school.
Oh yeah.
Like we were thinking of, we would always talk about setting up at a cafe before, but we never had the time to really do it. So right. Stuff like that, like actual events at the school to attract new people in, besides Club Rush.
And besides the cafe, which is a pretty cool idea, what else would you like to do to get basically your club out and to get more members and to get basically recognition that there's a Japanese club? Like, what are some events that you would like to do at Pierce?
I would say, like, cultural events. Like, if there's ever a cultural, like, I guess we could show the culture of Japanese and how it is.
In what way?
It's like, how the style of clothing, what they eat.
So like a fashion show and
yeah.
And even when like Japanese events happen in Japan, like matsuris, festivals.
Oh yeah.
We could probably try and set some up here so people can see it and bring them in.
Or like mooncakes.
Yeah, mooncakes. Okay. Like during Club Rush, in order to attract, because since there's so many clubs around. In order to attract members, our own members go all out. We have members who do crafting and stuff, and so because I see other clubs like hand out free food, so the competition's high. But yeah, we'll our members like I think last Club Rush, like our member, one of our members made like a huge replica of a castle and stuff like that, all kinds of Japanese decorations.
And then also a copy of a like a cherry blossom tree.
Yes. And it was, I'd say it really caught people's attention because we had a lot of members sign up from that.
And do you, is there another club that you guys feel like you're competitive against or like competitive, like air quotes?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, not really. We haven't really seen it. Some of our members in our club have their own clubs. Like one of ours is for, I think his club was the International Asians Club, I believe. So some of our members have their own clubs going on. And before the last two semesters, since we started, we actually had like a sister club, the Graphics Literature Club.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Going for a while. I don't think they've continued, but as far as competition, not really. But we've had collaborations with other clubs, I'd say. Yeah.
And collaborations, what other clubs would you like to collaborate with?
Probably the probably the international, I think.
Yeah, probably like other Asian clubs.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, I know. You remember the the guy who was head of, I can't remember, the International Asian Committee committee here or something.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, we have friends in high places. Basically.
That's really cool. And one last question: what do you love about this club?
What I love. Mostly the events that we go to.
And the culture, right?
Yeah.
Right, Lizzie? Yeah.
And so you love the culture, you love the events, but what do you love about the club? Like the people in the club?
We have a lot of diverse people in the club, which is very surprising, that from all walks of life that are interested in the culture. And if you ever like drop by, you'll see like everyone's having fun there, and everyone's always laughing and making jokes and such. So it's a really close-knit family it's become. And like, no matter when you join, you instantly are able to just sink in and feel like you're at home, which is really nice.
And to our listeners, what is one thing you would want to tell them about the Japanese club?
What would we want to tell
them? Think of something.
Why me?
Well, you're the unofficial representative. So.
Okay, I like to tell them
Okay, well, let me put it this way: to convince more people to come into the club, what would you tell them? How would you convince them to join the club?
How would I convince them? That's if you are interested in cultures from other country, I feel like this would be a club for you.
Yeah, if you want a stress-free environment to come to, definitely. And you know, if you're interested in the club, I mean, in the Japanese culture, it's definitely a really safe and cozy place to come and dip your toes in. Cause I know some people in our club, they've joined, and then after like a semester, then they've decided because of the club to actually take courses in Japanese. Even make it like their minor and stuff. So
you see a future with this club?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming in. If you want to hear more about this club, you should probably join it.
Yeah.
They meet Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2:30 from 4 in the Juniper Building in room
819.
Thank you so much for listening to What You Got Clubs. I'm Yahara Garcia with KPCRadio.com. Bye.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.